Time once again for the Dining Duo Show, hosted by Jim and Nancy Eggers. Listen as they take you on another dining adventure in and around the Huntley area. As always, they arrive at a restaurant unannounced and do not disclose the fact that they are restaurant critics. This assures an honest and fair review for their listeners on Huntley Community Radio. And now, Jim and Nancy Eggers.
Welcome to the show with the highest calorie count in radio history.
Ever and ever.
And ever. Jim and I have a tasty show in store for you today, but beware. You may gain weight just by listening.
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you
fire.
And this segment is entitled Fire, Fire.
Fire, Fire. Where's fire, the firemen?
Fire, 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 fire.
Get the firemen.
There is not a woman in the world who will tolerate her husband sitting around the house with nothing to do.
I know. I'm one of them.
I know.
A happy wife is a wife who sees her man working.
You know, whenever I turn on the TV to see how Arnold the Pig Ziffel is doing, you know, on Green Acres, I'm worried about the little pig, the little guy.
Yeah,
you know?
Right. Yeah. Huh?
Nancy starts cleaning something.
Yeah, because I hate Green Acres. Acres is the place to be.
It's the best show ever. Oh, had to go up on a telephone pole to answer your phone.
Yeah, okay. Nobody wants to hear it.
Best. Anyway, when Nancy's cleaning, and because I am tall, I'm immediately drafted into her cleaning vortex to clean the unreachable places.
Well, yeah, you're 6'4". I'm 5'7". I can't reach those places, dear.
After 2 days of this, and the weather was not the best outside, I pull out the husband trump card and said, let's go to a casino.
Oh, yay!
Boy, you're welcome, husbands. She immediately put down her Swiffer, grabbed her Diamond Joe's reward card, and counted the money as she ran for the car.
And I mean ran, bolted. Betcha. It's a real slow walk, but that's my running.
Can't reach the top of a cabinet, but you got out the door like lightning.
Yeah, of course. The gambling gods were not good to us, but we did enjoy a good cigar along with a respite from housework. This worked up quite an appetite, and we remembered a recommendation that we received for Double Dough Pizza at Fire Bar and Grill in Crystal Lake.
Mm-hmm.
We thought we'd better get on it and review it.
And I'm surprised with the casinos. You know, you never know, which is why they call it a casino. But remember the one time I got one of these Chinese machines?
Yeah, the 88-cent machine.
I just put 88 cents in there. And a stupid thing ran for like 10 minutes and kept on throwing money at me.
It was fun.
That was so much fun.
You had luck because you never play slots.
Uh-uh.
You only play you used to play blackjack. Now you play roulette.
Roulette, yeah.
And so when you went on the slots, I was like kind of shocked. All of a sudden you start winning. I'm like, yeah, it's because it's your first time. You were a virgin. Go, get the money.
I like the fat little Buddha. He kept on smiling and throwing money at me.
He was so cute.
And then next time I lost everything and then some. Anyway, I digress. We're going to the Fire Bar and Grill in Crystal Lake in case you've forgotten.
Because you digress.
With my rambling. Well, walking into the venue, we saw a large open area with mainly high-top tables and a huge bar. It was clearly designed for a younger party atmosphere.
Yes, it was.
Really. Not too often do I feel out of place. I kind of felt
out of place. Yeah, I did too.
Yeah. Since Nancy has a habit of sliding off high-top table stools, even when she's sober, not to mention after a couple of drinks, jeez. I asked the hostess if they had any regular tables. She directed us to the senior citizen area, which seems like it. A four-step raised area with five regular tables in it.
Yep.
And this establishment can be considered not handicap accessible for that reason.
Yeah, because of the steps going up.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're handicapped, you can't get on the high top tables
right.
or near the bar.
So if you're handicapped,
it could
be a problem.
It could be. Jim noticed it was 5:50 p.m. and happy hour ended at 6. So as usual, we had to take advantage of the savings.
Yeah, I'm old. Gimme.
Yeah, seniors rule, people. Seniors
right.
rule. They offer some $6 appetizers, and we immediately ordered the loaded potato skins, normally $8.49.
Cha-ching, $2.49.
We won.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, if only I could make up my winnings that way. Well, I couldn't. Yeah. I spent too much over at the casino.
Oh, well.
We haven't had these in years, and we remember how they were in the past, actual potato skins. What arrived were 4 potato halves with a half inch of the potato left in them. Really? Aren't they supposed to be skins?
Mm-hmm.
They were topped with cheddar cheese and bacon. The cheese was melted, but the potato inside was cold. It seemed to us that these pre-made skins went straight from a freezer to the broiler. Jim is not a potato lover and was disappointed that they were basically potatoes and not skins.
Okay, should I get on my soapbox now or wait till my take?
No, go ahead.
Go ahead?
Go ahead.
Okay. What the heck happened to potato skins?
I know.
Potato skins should be skins. It
right.
doesn't say a loaded potato. It says potato skins.
Exactly.
Which, you know, you take the potato out, you make mashed potatoes or you throw it in the garbage for what they charge for potato skins. You could do that.
Oh, yeah, you can waste them.
Yeah, and then to put some cheese and bacon in it. What's the big deal?
I know.
I want a potato skin, not half a loaded potato.
Exactly.
There, I've said it, and I'm glad.
And you're done now.
And I feel much better.
Good.
Not really. Anyway, we came for their double dough 14-inch New York-style pizza, which New York-style pizza is wrong, but I will get into that.
I do that at home when I make my homemade pizza. Don't say that.
The basic pizza is $18.99 with a $2.40 charge for each additional ingredient. Yeah, kind of high.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, so what if it's just dough for $18.99?
Well, I got cheese.
And cheese.
Cheese, yeah. Well, it's only a 14-inch pizza. It's not a lot.
Yeah, well.
It's not real big.
No, it's not.
Oh, well. We ordered half pepperoni and half sausage. And to be honest, we have never ordered a double dough pizza before. And we were excited to try something new, especially when we got a recommendation for it.
Okay? Yeah, we did. We received a recommendation. We thought, oh, gosh, let's get some pizza. It's got to be cheaper than when we lost so much at the casino. So we figured pizza tonight.
What arrived actually was a mouth-watering pizza with lots of cheese and toppings. Yeah, but our excitement quickly dwindled when we tasted the crust.
Mm-hmm. I know.
It seemed more like the bread-type crust that gets delivered by a little Roman gladiator.
Yep.
Nope. I double dough. I don't know.
Not for me.
It's all bread.
It's either thin crust or deep dish. That's it.
I mean, the toppings and the sauce and everything were very, very good.
Oh yeah, they were very tasty.
Yes, it was. They put a lot on there.
The sauce was really tasty.
But the dough just was yeah.
Yep. It was really bread.
Like bread. Oh, well.
We should have ordered the thin crust since we are true Chicago pizza lovers. The pizza itself was delicious, the flavor spot on, but the dough missed the mark. It did.
Oh, well. This restaurant is clearly geared for the younger generation to meet and party hardy.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, we were there. There was like 3 generations of men.
Yes.
Sitting around a table. It was like the grandpa, the
father, and his son.
And they were having a good time.
That's the only old person in there besides us.
Yeah. Oh, well.
That was kind of depressing because it made me feel really old.
Yeah. We were the only seniors there. And yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, I don't consider myself old, but.
Did you look in the mirror lately?
Oh, ouch. Oh.
Yeah, and the doctor, has he been giving you these special tests so that he could see if your memory's still working or not?
I don't know. I forgot.
Usually by 70, they do that.
Really?
Yeah, most of the people get that. We haven't yet. Well, I'm not 70, but you haven't had that test yet that you remembered.
I may have had it. I don't know.
You never know.
I don't know. What's the answers?
All doctors are different.
Okay.
The price for dinner was $38.03. The amount of money we lost at the casino, don't ask, was more than $38.03.
Yeah, that's true.
Even if you triple it. Getting away from spring cleaning, priceless.
Ow! My biscuits are burning! Fire in the hatch! Oh, eat green hornet toads! That's smarts!
Fire! Fire!
Get the firemen! Guess he didn't like the fire.
Obviously. I don't know. So, my love, what's your take on this restaurant?
Okay, here we go. Potato skins should be potato skins. Mm-hmm. And that's all I'm going to say about that. Okay, so far I went off on the french fries that they put the cornstarch on.
Yep.
To make them crunchy, which are basically mashed potatoes with a crunchy outside.
Yep.
Okay, just cut a potato, throw it in the oil, and it should be good.
So much easier.
We got that. Now we got potato skins, which are potatoes. They're not skins.
Okay.
And the worst thing of all, and this is my biggest pet peeve.
Okay.
Pizza should be thin crust and cut in squares.
So you don't like my homemade pizza?
It's cut the wrong way. I always wanted to tell you that.
I know you do.
It should be cut in squares.
That's more cutting. I like it this way.
Thin crust, except if you have a deep dish pizza. And that's the thing, it's papal dispensation. You don't have to follow the rules with that. But thin crust, always thin crust, cut in squares. There, I said it, and I'm glad.
I make flatbread.
Flatbread's totally different.
That's why I cut it like I do New York style.
Yes, that's totally different.
Okay.
All right. What's your take, Toots?
God, are you wordy.
I know. I've got issues today, don't I?
No fooling.
I've really got issues.
I like the New York style cut of pizza. I do, because I like to get into the middle and get more, because it's usually cheesier in the middle. And then I still get the crust, because I love crust on my pizza.
I don't know you at all.
Well, you know, when we get pizza and it's cut normally, I get the outside edges because I love the crust.
All right. Yeah,
but
yeah, yeah.
I don't get as much cheese as you do on your pizza because they kind of start skimping on the edges. So this way, I get it all. And anyway, it doesn't matter. That's how I slice my pizza when I make a homemade pizza at home. And I like it that way.
You're not high maintenance
Ooh.
At all, are you?
Oh, clean up in clean Studio up. A.
Oh, all right, give me the particulars, Poopsie.
Fire Bar and Grill, 435 Angela Lane, Crystal Lake, 60014. The phone number is 815-459-3473. The website, www.firebarparty.com.
Firebarparty?
That says it all.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Party,
oh.
Yep. Directions, take Route 47 north to Algonquin Road east to Randall Road, north to Village Road, right on Carlmont Drive, right on Angela Lane, and you should be there. And the estimated travel time, 20 minutes.
Put it in your GPS.
Exactly. Yeah.
And the party time, you know, part of it, you know, seniors, they're done partying at 6.
Yeah, so that we're not party goers.
No. Okay.
For those of you who just tuned in, this is the Dining Duo Show here on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP 101.5 on your FM dial. We put you in WHRU.
We are the mighty 101.
The mighty
101.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, my love, did we get any letters this week?
Let me see.
Hey, here's a little letter. I've been waiting for this.
No, okay. Well, good. Yes, we did.
Oh, because he said we did.
Yes, we did. And we are getting a lot of letters about this place. This is just the latest one. And it's from Jim. And he said, have you tried Uncle Jerry's Pizza in downtown Cary? They have Chicago pan-style pizza. It's a hybrid somewhere between thin crust and deep dish. It's really good, and the meats that they use come from the butcher shop with whom they share the location.
Oh. Remember Florida? When we were in Florida with our son and Jupiter?
Yeah.
There's a gas station on the corner by his house, near closer towards him, and they have pizza.
I know.
The guy, he has it all set up. And I'm sorry, I had pizza there before when I went by myself down to Florida without you.
Mm-hmm.
That's not pizza.
No.
This was pizza.
Yeah, usually if you go anywhere in the Southeast, they don't know how to make pizza.
No, but this guy, he made pizza. Oh, my God, it was so good. We always got to have their pizza when we go.
As a matter of fact, I was giving our son all kinds of grief because he says, oh, you got to try this pizza at a gas station. Like, seriously, Mike?
Gas station pizza?
Really?
Oh, my God.
But it was so good.
It was
so
good.
I'm dying to try this place. And this is like, what about the fourth letter we got from this place?
It's hubbub here.
Yeah, it is a hubbub.
Yeah.
I wonder if he cuts it in squares.
I don't think so.
He better.
He said it's between thin and deep dish.
Okay, well, then
but
I'll
is
go
it
along.
Like Luminati's?
I don't.
That's
we,
what
we.
Some. Well, my hairdresser told me about it first.
Uh-huh.
And she says it's like Luminati's. So it's got to be.
Hmm. We Lewis have to check this out.
Isn't that thick? But it looks like it's thick because of the edges going up on the pan.
Yeah.
So
hmm.
maybe that it might be just like Lou's, like she said.
Stay tuned. You will find out along with us.
Yes. We'll have to get there pretty fast, just because we want to see what all the hubbub is about.
And as always, our email address is thediningduo@huntleyradio.org. That's thediningduo@huntleyradio.org.
And here in our studio today is our detective Jim with food felons. And I want you to give me just the facts.
Yes, I will give you just the facts, ma'am.
Okay.
Just the facts.
Just the facts.
Yeah.
okay. We crack ourselves up, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Now get into your little skit here.
Just the facts.
Just get into
it
now.
Just the facts. Okay, I am going to tell you about some bizarre restaurant crimes.
Oh boy, I like those kind.
Yes, yes. They are being worked on by our crack police department.
Okay.
The investigative, group, whatever.
Okay.
Get on
with the detective, Jim.
Okay. First one is a Wendy's burger thief.
Mm-hmm.
And this happened to quite a few Wendy's locations. And what happened after they were closed, a man would break in, make himself a few hamburgers, have a little meal, and then he would rob the safe and leave.
He didn't clean up?
No, he didn't.
He didn't. What a crime. He didn't clean up.
Police have dubbed him the Hamburglar.
But that's being like McDonald's.
Yeah, well, okay, it's close enough.
Yeah.
And
so he's the Hamburglar.
Yeah. Actually, the Hamburglar was eventually caught and charged with breaking and entering, grand theft, and all kinds of stuff.
And where was this taking place?
Take a guess.
That's what I thought.
The great state of
Florida.
people call 911 way too easily.
Oh, yeah.
Every little thing. A guest was at a restaurant, a little diner.
Okay.
And he didn't like the portion size of the meal.
Oh, my God. No, he didn't do it.
So what else can you do? He called 911.
To tell him about the portion size?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
And the police arrived, of course, and he was charged with, you can't do that.
No, you can't. You got to call for an emergency.
Mm-hmm.
So where did this take place, my love?
In the great state of
Florida. Oh. I hope they're not all in this great state of Florida, or else we would have to say bizarre restaurant crimes in Florida.
No, I think there's actually maybe two that aren't.
Wow.
I know.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, what do you do when your local Burger King is out of lemonade? Call 911.
Are you kidding me?
I wish I was.
Oh, my. Now, wait. Was that a patron that came in, or was it Burger King?
No. The patron came in, ordered lemonade, and they didn't have any, so he called 911 to complain. He was also charged with, you know, making false calls.
Well, yeah, they're abusing the 911 system.
Yeah, and
guess what state it was in?
see a pattern here?
State.
The great state of Florida.
Oh,
okay. This actually is in Arkansas.
Oh.
So it's I know, it's not Florida. Well, it seems that a couple of employees at a local Taco Bell.
Oh, okay.
After hours, set up a meth lab.
Are you?
No.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's bad on all counts. I mean, yeah, he set up a meth lab.
Well,
but anyway, they were fired, to say the least.
No.
Yes, they were. And charged with conspiracy to manufacture a controlled substance, and they face a lawsuit from the restaurant chain, too. I mean, so be advised, people. You can't do that.
No, you don't want to buy tacos and get high.
No. But it wasn't in Florida.
That's a good thing.
Okay. This is a good one.
Okay.
A man walks into an IHOP.
Okay.
And he claimed to be a Green Beret and told the server he was allowed to eat free because he was a Green Beret.
Who made that rule up?
He did, evidently.
Oh, okay.
I just report him. I don't make him up. Okay. So, of course, they called the police. And that's when he claimed to be part of law enforcement.
He's a law enforcement Green Beret.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
And, well, that didn't work out too well either because police didn't, believe him.
Yeah, and...
So then he says, not only was he a Green Beret, but that if he were to die, the president was in immediate peril. He's clearly got some issues.
You think?
So he's a law enforcement Green Beret protecting the president.
Okay. So.
So the police came in and they asked him to leave. They didn't want to get involved in this whole craziness. So they just asked him to leave.
He didn't get sent off to the pokey?
He wasn't hauled off to the pokey.
But I want to know what state this was in.
Well, wait a minute. Wait, there's more.
Oh, there's more?
There's more.
But there's more?
Well, when asked to leave, the man allegedly mooned the entire wait staff and the police.
Now he could get arrested.
Now they haul him off to the pokey.
Good for him.
Yeah. Now they haul him off. You know, you got to know when to quit.
Stop.
You got to know. And this happened in?
The great state
of Florida.
Oh, my God. Okay.
The last one is good, but it's not from Florida.
Aw,
I know.
Man, you can't do this to me. I like these Florida ones.
It's from the great state of Kansas. Okay.
That's not a great state, but go ahead.
Well, a man who may have been overserved at a local bar broke into a Sonic drive-in.
Oh.
Okay. It's always the finest dining.
I know.
And because he wanted to make off with his one true love, corn dogs.
Oh, okay.
And he wanted some hot dogs, buns, and, you know, he wanted them. So he grabbed the bag, and put a whole bunch of them in there, and left. But, you know, missed it by this much.
What happened?
There was a hole in the bag. Honest to goodness.
Was he walking?
And the police followed the trail of corn dogs that led to the culprit's residence.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Now, that was a real dumb guy.
The man was, you know, so close.
Yeah.
The man was convicted and charged with grand theft for his crimes.
Just over a corn dog. Oh, wow.
Well, I'm just looking at the old clock on the wall, and it's telling me we've run out of time.
Aww, well, that's our show for today, then. And Jim and I would like to thank you for listening. Tune in again next time.
Same dining duo time, same dining duo station.
Until then,
we wish you good times, good friends, and good food.
Legal advice for today's show is being provided by the House of Shysters. Remember our motto, in every cloud there's a silver lining, and in every silver lining there's a loophole.
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you
fire.